really fun thing to try. You feel really cool because you can manipulate metal, which seems like this really hard substance, and we get to build really cool things.
Yeah, it gives you an understanding, even if it's not something you pursue as a career or as a skill that you would use, it gives you a sense of what it takes of the physical world, how things get put together. You get to meet people, and you can make art if you choose to as well. It's a great program, and I admire the efforts you've made to not only create this space in Hazelwood, but of course to make sure people learn safely and safety as they do it. You, as you're listening, might be wondering, really? Teens? Welding? Well, yeah, they're wearing all the right gear and learning skills they need to be safe, whether it be on a job site or in an artist studio. So it's cool. Is there time for people to sign up? Is there a new program coming up?
Yeah, we are recruiting now for our fall after-school welding lab, and that meets Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays in our Hazelwood workshop from 4:30 to 7. And students who are interested can apply on our website. That's iawpgh.org.
IAW for Industrial Arts Workshop, pgh.org. Do you have students now that have hung out for more than one summer that are starting to develop more skills? Because once you get the bug, I imagine you probably want to keep going, right?
That is really true, and that is something that we as the grown-ups in the room are always trying to figure out, how to offer new skills and new training for the students that want to keep coming back. I think when Tim dreamed this up, we thought mostly about introducing new students, but you're exactly right. They want to keep coming, and we have to keep figuring out how to keep meeting their needs.
That's a nice problem to have. I'm glad students want to keep coming. And sometimes, you know this, I think just being present and being available is probably what makes kids want to come back. You must have a great atmosphere for people to learn, which is why they want to be there. So congratulations. It's iawpgh.org. Anything else you want to mention about the program?
I would mention that our summer welding boot camp students just finished an art installation in Hazelwood at the corner of Tecumseh and 2nd Avenue. There's a new mural with these welded braids coming out of a woman's head. It's really, really phenomenal, so I would encourage folks to stop by and see that. And if they're excited about that, then to get involved, because we're always looking for new teens to build the next school art project.
Sounds great. Mara, thank you. I'll look for that mural, 2nd and Tecumseh in Hazelwood. Thank you, Sarah. Or I said Sarah, I meant Mara.
That's okay. Thank
That's
you.
All right. I'm looking at my notes. I've got too many notes in front of me today, like Mozart said. I know I'm talking to Mara Bainbridge. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm only a little swimmy in the head. Just a little bit. Mara Bainbridge does just a great job with the Industrial Arts Workshop. Broadcasting live. Station break is coming up. That means I get to take a power nap of about 2 minutes and 47 seconds from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Line, Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Never should have left the base behind and took the bus downtown. Never should have opened up my mind and let my defenses down. She was sitting across the aisle with the radio that said bottom of the seventh inning. And she looked like a girl that I used to know, so I asked her, hey, who's winning? Should have jumped off the bus, called the feds, when she simply smiled and said, the Reds. I've been kissed by a communist, saw her name on a government list, a fellow traveler and an activist. Now how can I ever go home? She was known to be friendly with a person who was friendly with a person of the pink persuasion. And it even was suggested that she once protested the Bay of Pigs invasion. I've been kissed by a communist, thought she was the daughter of a Methodist, Sunday school teacher and the organist. Now how can I ever go home? How was I to know that she was in disguise, never showing all her union cards? Guess I should have known that I'd be compromised if I lowered my National Guard. She said she liked to cook and I liked to eat, so I followed her home to her high rise. Sat there playing with her parakeet while she mixed us a couple of Mai Tais. Then my hair stood up, my toenails curled when her parakeet sang, we are the world. There's a choice we're making. I've been kissed by a communist, had a shortwave transmitter hanging from her wrist. I crumpled in the clutches of an anarchist. Now how can I ever go home? It was getting distressing, eating rusty and dressing, and I should have been a little more leery. She got my stomach for a start, then she captured my heart, and they fell like the domino theory. I've been kissed by a communist, the Air Force will never let me re-enlist, the comrades will never let me coexist. Now how can I ever go home? When there's a moon involved, never fall in love without hiring a good detective. You'll be spending your days with a fella like a plays, working on a big collective. A-yuk-nyam, a-yuk-nyam. I've been kissed by a communist, saw her name on a government list. Hard as I tried, I couldn't resist. Now how can I ever go home?
That is Charlie King here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome to another hour together live. We broadcast from the north side. Our youth media center is just outside of the studio window that I am in. And there are new programs at the youth media center that have been attracting teens, high school students, some older middle school students. You can learn all about them. There's an open mic night every Thursday. It kicked off last week, and it was amazing. I was here working, actually, and it was really nice to have the open mic night close by. I was listening in. We had a packed house, and students did a great job. They organized it, not us. It was something our Youth Advisory Council wanted to pull off, and they did. You can learn about our programs. We have some new youth journalism programs as well. Simply go to slbradio.org/openstudio, slbradio.org/openstudio, to learn more.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Sound Hound is here, and he is going to join us, giving you a sound to try to identify. Coming up in just a few moments. Come on up inside so we can... I know, fall is coming. I think I'm going to be humming that song, "I've Been Kissed by a Communist," for most of the day. Coming up, Woody Guthrie, a song by Leanne Womack. Okay, Soundhound, are you ready to let us play? Let's see if I can get the sound from the Soundhound. Thank you, Soundhound. And here it is. 412-200-5975. Again, please. If you can identify that sound, the Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-SLB-RADIO, or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Woody Guthrie wrote this. It appears on this album of songs of his called Dust Bowl Ballads, interpreted by other singers.
I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again. Of the place that I lived on the wild, windy plains in the month called April in a county called Gray. Here's what all of the people there say. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I've gotta be drifting along. Dusted us over and covered us under, blocked out the traffic and blocked out the sun. Straight for home all the people did run, singing so long it's been good to know ya. So long it's been good to know ya. So long it's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I've gotta be drifting on. Thank you. dusty old dark. They sighed and cried, hugged and kissed instead of marriage. They talk like this, honey, so long. It's been good to know ya, so long. It's been good to know ya, so long. It's been good to know ya. This dusty old dusty is getting my home, and I've gotta be drifting along. Now the telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, kind friend, this may be the end. You got your last chance at salvation of sin. The churches was jammed and the churches was packed. That dusty old dust storm, it blowed so black. The preacher could not read a word of his text. He folded his specs, he took up collection and said, so long, it's been good to know ya, so long, it's been good to know ya, so long, it's been good to know ya, this dusty old dusty is getting my home.
Leanne Womack, and So Long It's Been Good to Know You, or Dusty Old Dust, the Woody Guthrie song. That's one my mom used to play on the piano, and we'd sing along to it. Aline is, I think, in Maine. Aline, are you back yet? Well, Larry and Vanessa are visiting Maine. They just wrote from Freeport. Aline thinks the Sound Hound brought the sound of a coffee grinder. You are not the only person who guessed that. Here's the sound again. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Larry and Van are on Route 1 in Freeport. And they're stumped. They don't have a guess. Russ also thought it might be a coffee grinder. Russ is in Kang, North Carolina. John, an economy borough, got it with a very specific answer. Now, Drew, there's a number of guesses that Drew wrote in. Otis thinks it's an old-time telephone. Larkin thought it might be a chain. Tegan got the correct answer. And Dad Drew thinks it's a wind-up alarm clock yelling at you to wake up. I hear that. In fact, Chaplain Steve in Altoona said it sounds like a sports buzzer when a period is over. It's not that, but it's got that alarming kind of sound. Caden says it sounds like two metal pieces scraping against each other. And then Annie and Matt both came up with the correct answer. Bruce and Ingram also got it. Mike and Mars came up with it. Christopher in Monroeville also thought that it might be a grinder for grinding up coffee beans. And those are the answers so far. Let me give you a little bit more, actually, can I? Okay, here's a little more of a clue. For 412-200-5975. Does that help just a little bit? Here, again, a teeny bit more to go on. 412-200-5975.
Ain't got none, little Liza Jane. I've got a beau, you ain't got none, little Liza Jane. I've got a beau, you ain't got none, little Liza Jane. I've got a beau, you ain't got none, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza, 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 little Liza Jane.
Little Liza Jane, Liza Jane,
come my love and live with me.
Little Liza Jane,
I will take good care of thee.
Little Liza Jane,
come my love and live with me.
Little Liza Jane,
I will take good care of thee.
Little Liza Jane, oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane. Oh, the lies of the lies of change.
That is Valerie Smith here at the Saturday Light Brigade. So nice to have you along. And Katrina is here in New Bethlehem. Good morning.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you with us today. Are you up to anything special this morning?
Hi. Yes, we heard the sound of a coin.
It is the sound of a spinning coin. You are absolutely right. Who's we? Who's with you? Or was it just you?
Oh, I have two helpers with me, Emma and Quinn.
Emma and Quinn, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Well, here's the sound again to make sure that you and Emma and Quinn can hear it. And we have a Saturday Light Brigade charge as our special acknowledgement. How old are Emma and Quinn?
Emma and Quinn are 3 years old and 2 years old.
Well, now I know why you are up so early on a Saturday. I'm glad you are. And are you going to do anything special today, the three of you, or maybe you've got some more in your family too?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Our reception is really bad right now. I didn't hear that.
Oh, I was going to ask if you plan on anything fun today, if you have any plans for the day.
Oh, yes. We're making tomato juice today.
Oh, I've never known anybody to do that. Do you boil the tomatoes, I imagine, and can them, or what do you do exactly?
Oh, well, we have a tomato juicer machine. You, like, stick them in and
makes sense.
Press them down, and the juice squirts out. So it makes pretty light work.
Yeah,
otherwise difficult task.
I would not have thought of that. You could tell I'm not a juicer. Do you have to strain the seeds out, or does that just come along for the ride?
Yep.
It comes along. Well, that's great. I really appreciate your calling today. It's nice to hear from you. I hope you'll call us again sometime.
Yes, we definitely will. Thank you so much. Have a great Saturday.
Thanks, Katrina. You too. You can tell I don't use a juicer. That's right. You can just get one of those Ron Papil type things, and it'll make juice out of just about anything, right? Baseball, softball, put it in there, and you've got a sports drink. Congratulations if you came up with the coin spinning. Nice job, Soundhound. And let's let the Soundhound be fed a little kibble. We'll have Katrina's kids feed the Soundhound here. And we're going to talk with Kathy about Telebration in a moment. But let me please first acknowledge lots of other answers coming in. Russ in Kang, North Carolina, said, flick the coin first and it spins upright, then it slows and lies flat. A spinning coin. Well done, Russ. Charlie thought it could be filling a metal popcorn popper, or gravel or grain going into a bucket or wheelbarrow. Gail got the correct answer in Stanton Heights. Kevin just tuned in. Good morning, Kevin. And he knew we were looking for a spinning coin. Dan and Mercer said it sounds like a quarter tossed onto the table and spinning. Either that or the lid to the peanut butter jar tossed onto the counter and spinning. I've never done that. That would be a fun thing to do. Rich in Edinburgh was so close, he said counting coins through a coin counting machine. Nate's dad and mom knew that we were looking for a coin at the end of its spinning journey before it stops, kind of wobbling until it's done. John and Addie in East Deer knew we were looking for a spinning coin, as did John in Carrick, and Larry and Vanessa in Freeport, Maine. Jim in Crafton Heights got the correct answer. Gail in Stanton Heights thought of an electric pencil sharpener. Chaplain Steve got the correct answer. Gail in Stanton Heights did get the correct answer. And do you remember earlier, Caden thought it was two pieces of metal, and Annie and Matt also they got the correct answer. Well, Matt, Caden's dad, just took a quarter and spun it for Caden, and now Caden hears that exact sound, which is great. And Caden, I bet you could make a coin sound like that too if you wanted to. Just like that. John in Economy Borough got it and guessed it was a nickel. And Tegan also got the correct answer. And Bruce got it. Mike and Myers got it. And I believe I've identified all the correct answers. What a great sound hound puzzle today. Thanks for playing along. And now it's our pleasure to welcome our old friend Kathy Marin Wood. Tell Pittsburgh is about to start up with its 2023 season. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, hi, Larry. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Tell Pittsburgh presents storytelling from adults for adults. We all could use a good story, and what you have created is simply wonderful. What's the new season going to be like?
Oh, we are very excited about this season. We're going to kick it off this coming Thursday. That'll be September 21st with Pittsburgh's own Mike Perry. And some of your listeners may remember that Mike was on the show, on the Saturday Light Brigade. Gosh, what was it? Maybe about a year ago, he was there in person telling stories to promote one of our programs. So he should be hopefully no stranger to some of the listeners. Then we'll continue in October. We do these once a month. October 19th will be Carl Smith. And Carl used to live in Pittsburgh, but his wife got a residency in, I think it's Buffalo, so they are living there now, but he will be a part of our series. And then in November, November 16th, we will feature Jennifer Monroe. She is a British storyteller and just has a wide repertoire of folk tales that can be funny and silly and scary and everything else. In December, we will have what we call an olio of tellers, about five tellers or so that will present stories, hopefully around their own holiday traditions. And so that's kind of our season.
What a tremendous season. And I think everything is virtual this time around, right?
Yes, that's right. We find that, and, you know, this is probably mostly due to the pandemic, that, anyone really in the world could join us if they can figure out the time difference. Maybe it's fortunate. You probably find the same thing, that with offering it virtually, it really opens it up to so many more people.
It sure does. There's, pluses and minuses to in-person versus virtual, but it's kind of neat because it's a very intimate medium storytelling, so you can really focus and concentrate. And if you go to tellpgh.org, you'll find information about the 2023 season. Storytelling is simply a great way to relax, kind of focus outward rather than inward. And I'm really glad you're doing this again. You've been involved in the storytelling community for so many years. I know it's made a difference for you. What would you say to people that maybe have never been to an event like this before?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I think they're going to be totally amazed. And you're so right, Larry, that it really is a chance to just sit back and relax and really almost venture into another world. It's an experience that sometimes is hard to explain, but and one of the features actually that we have this season for the first time is that if someone, as long as they purchase a ticket And if for some reason they can't make it that night or they want to hear it again, each ticket holder is going to receive the recording from that program, and it'll be good for the 2 weeks following it. So that's a feature that we're really thrilled to be able to offer this time. And so you can hear the stories again, even if you heard them that evening.
That's wonderful. And again, it's tellpgh.org for more details. Mike Perry, Carl Smith, Jennifer Morrow, and then the Winter Oleo, September, October, November, December. All the dates you'll find on the website, and that's where you can get additional information. Thank you, Kathy. It's good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Larry.
You bet. Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. From SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
Something's wrong, honey, this I know. Never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I wanna be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, who do you think I am? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man. Some people don't like me hanging around, but there's no reason for it that I found. Hey, baby, please don't look so sad. When you're all alone and you need a hand, let me come to your house and be a handy man. Hey, baby, what about the fun we've had? Ooh. It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man. Let me rock you with steady roll. It's cold, baby, won't you come and keep me warm? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man.
One more time.
Wanna be your man.
Thank you, boys. That's Pokey Lafarge, whose mother really did name him Pokey, as far as my research shows. The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio using the power of hockey. The foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community on and off the ice through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives. Together, we are creating a strong community and secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org. Well, it's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. By the way, if you've written to us or texted us, I hope you've gotten an answer. We try to answer every message that comes in as we can. Sometimes during Guess Who, it gets a little tough. But I think we're caught up. Thank you for being with us. We'll play Guess Who in our next hour. Now it's time for Afterthoughts. We're looking for one word that naturally follows these three: ring, band, and cheer. Ring, band, and cheer. One word follows those three. Why not give us a call? If you would like to take a guess and share the answer you have in mind, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-SLVRADIO. Again, the word naturally comes after ring, band, and cheer. Good luck.
You can still see the river boat running from the top of the hill, rolling down the river past a cotton mill. When I was a child, my biggest thrill was seeing that string of lights, like magic on a Tennessee night. We used to spend all day picking guitars, sipping lemonade from mason jars. When the sun went down, we'd sing to the stars and never knew it could sound so right, like magic on a Tennessee night. Well, I got a little older, learned a thing or two about stock car racing and shooting the moon, raising cane at the drive-in with water balloons. The memories still shine bright, like magic on a Tennessee night. Early one spring, barefoot and gingham, the prettiest thing. I swore right there that she would wear my ring. I never knew it could feel so right, like magic on a Tennessee night. And I said, hey baby, the sky's on fire and the sun is sinking low. So how's about you and me do a two-step to the fiddle and the banjo? From the top of the hill, rolling down the river past the cotton mill. Don't you know the biggest thrill is seeing that string of lights, just like magic on a Tennessee night. Just like magic, just like magic on a Tennessee night. Just like magic on a Tennessee night. Just like magic.
though hated by some callous, angry men. But a greater one is watching from up there and longs to see our nation kneel in prayer. To the leaders of our land, I've this to say. Let us unite in prayer for peace today. God's still on his throne and in control, and he alone can strike the winning blow. The time's at hand when every knee should bow. Let's prove to God
is Russell Moore, and Third Time Out with a tune called Prayer for Peace. And you also had a chance to hear a tune from Michael Hearn called Magic here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And hello to Cal. Cal has been playing along on Facebook and doing very well this morning. He's answered a lot of puzzles. Mike also got the answer on Facebook, as did Cal E. But a big Saturday Light Brigade charge about to be awarded to somebody who, I believe, made his very first call ever to the Saturday Light Brigade. August is listening with his family. Hello, August. August is listening, and he was able to come up with the correct answer. He is in Westview, and August will mention the answer that you came up with in a moment. But this Saturday Light Brigade charge is just for you. That is for you, August. And we're going to let other people who weren't quite as fast as you still take a guess. We're looking for the word that naturally comes after ring, band, and cheer. And some of our other listeners have given us additional clues to also include. And let me get started with those. First of all, Susan came up with the correct answer, or was it the other Susan? I'm not sure. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. Gail in Stanton Heights on her way to the Ligonier Highlands games came up with the correct answer, as did Bruce in Ingram. Angie in Mars got it. John and Addie in East Deer got it. Now, Stu in McCandless adds an additional clue. In addition to ring, band, and cheer. He says, how about loss? Loss, which is a term often used with our answer to describe a certain kind of product. Susie in Alexandria came up with the correct answer. And here is a correct answer. For whatever reason, I don't have your name here. Your number ends in 8930. 8930. Usually those pop up, but in this case it didn't. Larry and Vanessa have made it to Brunswick, Maine. They got it. Sharon, words are her thing. She is in Kank, North Carolina. In addition to the clues we gave you, ring, band, and cheer, she says, how about song, line, as in elementary school, or take me to your... Excellent. And we still have a few others to pass along. Linda came up with the correct answer. And Mike and Mars got it too. I thought we had a few more clues that came in from other folks, but I think we're caught up. Do you know the word that follows the three that we gave you? 412-200-5975. Take me to your band, blank. Loss, blank. Cheer, blank. Ring, blank is another. We'll share the answer with you in just a couple seconds. Hello to Patty Winston Kelly. Nice to have you with us. Tommy True Live is here too. And we're glad you are here. And Austin, we are especially glad that you are here. Christopher in Monroeville. I'll share your comment in a moment. Yvonne is in Ohio, and Yvonne got the correct answer. Yvonne, nice to have you with us. Well, the word that we're looking for, leader, cheer, leader, ring, leader, band, leader, loss, leader, take me to your leader. Austin, congratulations again. He is in Westview, and he and his family got it first. Christopher in Monroeville says, what did the space alien say to the librarian? Take me to your reader. Congratulations if you came up with leader. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 15 minutes. Here's a new one from Kathy Kalick Band.
Got a day, Saturday night, and we won't be late. Gonna tune in our favorite show.
talking or singing or giving advice, telling me something I don't know. It's there on the radio. There's a show I've never heard before. A surprise that's waiting like an open door. Learn something new here, something old. Turn the dial on the radio.
Radio, radio, buttons are dialed.
That's Banu Gibson, who I'm pretty sure is still active, he said, realizing he should have checked that before saying so. But I will. And the Kathy Kallick Band with a new song, Jess Lonesome Omi and the Radio. And confidently, I now say that Benu Gibson is 75 years of age. She was born in Dayton. And indeed is still active. Now it's birthday time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And as usual, we have a number of birthdays to pass along. Michael of Observatory Hill from your family, Cynthia of Edgewood, Veronica of Venetia, Emily of Regent Square, and Char from the Reckless family, all celebrating today. Tomorrow, September 17th, we have Brianna of Crafton for Mom, Dad, and Christopher, Sayla of Cranberry Township for Mom, Dad, and Adden, Bob of Harmony from your family, Rudy of Shadyside from Holly and Peter, Dale of Valencia from Betty, Danny in Georgia, Turkey City Arn from Quinn, and all your buddies, Eleanor, also on the 17th, Liz of McMurray from Chris, Sean, Kaylin, and Eileen, and happy 10th anniversary to Brian and Karen King from your whole family. Moving to September 18th, we have Ava from Amy Sullivan, Juniper, and family, and Dick of Avalon. Happy birthday. On the 19th, we have Jerry of Strabane from Laura, Nico, Yarma, and Yake. Max of Upper St. Clair from Mom, Dad, and Anna. September 20th, Isabella of Moon Township from Mom and Dad. Jack of Westview, Carol of McKees Rocks, Grace of Hampton, and Jack of Bellevue. On the 21st, Thomas from Aunt Sheila, Uncle Ken, and cousins Hannah and Aaron. Shannon of Harmony from your family, Dale of Lower Burl from Justin and family, Tara of Washington from Mom, Dad, Noah, and Rebecca. Finally, on September 22nd, Maria from Mom and Dad and Julia, Peter, and Andrew, Matthias of Oakland from Mom, Christine, Sarah of Point Breeze from Dad Lou, and your brother Sam. Happy birthday, Shawnee. And Tanner of Upper St. Clair from Mom, Dad, and Hunter. Who are these people and why are their birthdays being celebrated on the radio? Ben?
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and everywhere at slbradio.org/radio.
Docks of the Mississippi Valley bars line, stoking tall boats on those long hot days, getting half days off sometimes with pay. Became a steamboat captain, he wrote the song to Mark Twain, rolling down the river to New Orleans. Oh, I can hear something coming up around the bend. It's the Julia Bell Swain voice gleaming and steaming on in. And it's Radio John standing at the helm with a wave and a smile and some yarns to tell. And a shuffle and a skittle. He wrote songs every day, Lord, he scratch and scribble, so the tunes that he wrote he could play on his own. Well, I went up the river, come away last Sunday night, with my fiddle and my banjo and my baby there to hold me tight. Like a piston on a railroad train. Gotta see Radio John. He was tapping his shoes, we was having a ball. Now Radio John had us all sing along. Just a